Hi, Doug. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good.
Good. I was just following up regarding the $29 payment for your website hosting. I guess you wanted to take care of that and then cancel the site.
Yeah, if I could.
Yeah, we can do that for you. But there's something going on with the card that we have on file. It's saying that we have a CVV error, which means that it must be a different expiration month, year, or code on the back. Do you think the bank sent you a new card?
Yeah, that's what they did.
Oh, okay. So if it still ends in 9802, I don't need the card number. We have it stored. I just need the new expiration.
Just the expiration?
Yeah, and the code on the back.
Okay. Was that my? That the card ending 6278.
No, it ends in 9802.
Okay. 9 8. Yeah. 11/27 is when that one expires.
Okay, so that's the 11/27, and the code on the back?
227.
Okay. So I'll process that final payment and then I'll cancel the site. How come, just out of curiosity, that you don't want to keep the site?
I'm not really getting much from it. One or
Okay.
two things every once in a while, and I kind of want to have my own site and own the actual pages and everything.
Yes, I see what you mean. Yeah, a website in and of itself never will bring anybody a new client. So the value to what we do is to get you exposure so that people can find the site. But somehow or another, a couple of years ago, you downgraded your program, and rather than paying $249 monthly, you went with the $29 package, which is just for the website hosting. But
Yeah.
that in and of itself isn't a horrible package to keep, and here's why. Sometimes having a website out there will help you land jobs from other sources. So for instance, I had somebody call me a couple months ago and he said, "Can you help me open up the lead that's coming through my site?" And I said, "Sure." And it said, "We want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week." And he said, "That's the strangest thing, because that I remember going out and bidding on that job, and it came to me from a lead service." I guess he was using Angie Leads. So he's like, "It didn't even come to me from Google." And I told him, "Well, guess what happened?" After he went out and bid on that work, they did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and there were nice things being said about him and he was a credible company, it actually solidified him in getting that job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you seen the site that we built for you?
I mean, the same one that.
Yep. It's treeservice-omaha.com. I'll send it to you in a text just so that you can see it, Zach. There's a little orange banner at the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we were having problems with the payment. Now that the payment went through, that orange banner will be removed within one business day.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, if you feel more comfortable canceling it, I'll do it. I just, I figure for $29 a month, it may be worth your while to stick it out, a little bit longer, because you might be getting, some people looking you up just to make sure that you're credible and the site may be helping you behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
I mean, I like having a site, but it's just like general pictures, not my own personal touch on anything.
Mm-hmm. If you have some
like
before and after or anything,
on it, but
yeah.
I understand I'm not like, it's not there for, you know, the, when I was paying for your like search SEO or whatever.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't get the same exposure as having the full SEO package, but it still looks like
that.
It's, yeah, giving you
just
some type of
have
impact.
The site, you know.
Right. And besides that, just because you get a couple of leads from it here and there, that doesn't mean that's the only activity, because let's say somebody looked you up or they were a referral or they knew of your company and they saw your site and they thought everything looked good and they ended up hiring you. You would never really know that that came as a result of having your site. The
mm-hmm.
leads that come through are only if they look you up and they can't call you right that moment. Maybe they're at work or they're with family.
Yeah.
So they can plug into the site their information and you'll get notified that there's a lead coming through. But
mm-hmm.
usually, you know, you've probably already contacted them by then.
Yeah. And my biggest thing is just like the fact that you guys own that address. And so I don't want to put any effort or anything into, you know, the actual address behind the site, you know, Tree Service Omaha. I don't want to push anything on that because that's not even mine and I can't keep it. So.
Well, you can keep it. Let's
say
that. I'd
rather buy my own actual web, you know, hosted or whatever.
Right. Right. So
where,
we do offer a one-time buyout if somebody ever wanted to cancel service and keep the domain for just $99. And you don't have to pay that as long as you're paying for the hosting. But let's say that you did want to take your site and build something brand new on it. You could absolutely do that and just pay for the buyout.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that is 100%. An option, because I've been lied
yep.
to in the past.
Oh, no, that's actually an option. It's also in our terms and conditions, and our clients love that option because 14 years ago, 15 years ago, when online marketing first started really taking off, there were companies out there that would go out and purchase all the web domains they could think of for super cheap. So, for example, they would buy abcmortgage.com, abcmortgage.net, abcmortgage.org, abcmortgageLLC.com,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. And then when the real ABC Mortgage comes along and says, hey, I want to buy that, they'd say, yeah, you can buy it from us and it's going to cost you $2,000. So I don't know how they were getting away with that. To me, it's extortion, but there were companies that were doing it. So now
yeah.
our clients love the fact that we offer the web domain for $99 because that means you can add content to it, you can advertise it, you can do what you want with it, and you know that down the road, whether you worked with Local Splash or not, you wouldn't lose it as long as you paid for the buyout.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So if you want, I can push the next billing out 30 days, and then that would give you a little bit of time. It would give you till January 9th to decide whether you wanted to keep it or not.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine keeping it. If I have that buyout option, you know, I can get my own stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have to be rushed to get my anything together, and then eventually, I mean, that would be my goal to take the side on my own hands.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so I'll put a little bit of extra time on your billing, like I said, and give you till January 9th. And then if you want to do that buyout or if anything changes, you can always let us know, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we had a chance to talk. And in the meantime, have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
Yeah, thank you. You as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Zach. Okay, bye-bye.